Okay, so we were in the end of Mishnah Yudalit, when it says over there, we said that you have to learn and always start, even if you're learning Shaloi Lishma, because Shaloi Lishma always ends up being Lishma. Right? That's the Yesod of the Mishnah. Of Shalei Lishma Bal Lishma. That's how he learns the Mishnah. Then he says, he explains with this a pasuk, a famous pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Orach Chaim Lamaila Lamaskil. Orach Chaim Lamala Lamaskil. That the way of life is Lamaila Lamaskil. That a maskil will always go Lamaila. So what does that mean? Orachaim Lamala Lamaskil. So he says, Ki Hadam Yom Lafam Lo Elech Begdoilos, Vidailim Elmang Shvarti Amoida. He says, look, Orachaim Lamala Lamaskil. Why is the maskil always going Lamala? Why is it always going up? So he says, because a person may think to themselves, look, I can't reach high levels. Vidai li will be enough for me, imal mishmarti amoda, if I stay where I am, lahachzik betumasi, viyir asi. Look, staying at my level is good enough. You know, imagine at least I'm staying at my level. So staying at my level is good enough. Av a be'emes ein okein, says Reb Chaim V'loshen, that's not the case. Ki ha'adam i'ev shalo lamud b'makom echad. A person cannot stay put in his place. V'im lo yale, if you're not going up, akorcho y'noifel, you're going to go down. L'chein omar, that's why the pasuk says, Orach Chaim, the way to live is l'mayla l'maskil. The mask has to go up. Dim lo yale, because if you don't go up, it's going to go down. And that's why it says, d'lo moisef yosef. That's why the Mishnah says, you always have to be going up. Okay. Now Reb Chaim V'loshner continues on the next Mishnah. Famous Mishnah, and we're going to say a great pshat from Reb Chaim V'loshner on this Mishnah, okay? Mishnah says, Huaya Omer, Hillel used to say, Im ein ani li mi li, uchshani la'atzmi ma'ani, v'im la'achshav emasai. Which means, Im ein ani li, if I'm not for myself, who will be for me? And if I'm only for myself, then what am I? V'im la'achshav emasai. And if I don't do it now, when will I do it? So Chaim V'loshner says, this Mishnah is referring to the obligation of a person to do hishtadlus. You know, everything is up to Hashem, but we have to do our hishtadlus. However, the hishtadlus that a person has to do in their learning of Torah and in their ruchnius, in their all of their spiritual endeavors, is completely different than the hishtadlus you need to do. It's completely different than the hishtadlus that you need to do for your gashmius. Okay? Because in ruchnius, Reb Chaim V'loshner says that you need to actually do the hishtadlus. If you don't work, you won't get it. And as a matter of fact, right? But by gashmius, the point is not to work. The point is not to work at all. You're not going to accomplish more whether you do more or not. He says that the Gemara says, "Koidim yitzira savlad." Before a person's born, nigzar ala tipa, if you're going to be an asher or ani. It's predetermined whether you're going to be an asher or an ani. Whether you're going to be poor or rich is predetermined. So it's your work is not going to change that. And every year it's determined how much of the money you're supposed to make during your lifetime you're going to make this year, and how much of this money you're going to make during your lifetime you'll make next year. So there's already predetermination how much money you're going to make in your lifetime. And then every year there's a determination how much money you're going to make that year. Okay, so what do you, so the work is not going to change anything. But in Gashmi, in Ruchnius, the work will change everything. The more you put in, the more it's up to you. So that's what he says. He says, Im ein ani li, if I don't work for myself, ma mi li, who am I? That's referring to your hishtadlus in Ruchnius. That's your spiritual hishtadlus. Im ein ani li, if I don't work for myself, mi li, who's going to work for you? But kshani la'atzmi, but in my gashmius, if I work for myself, ma'ani, I didn't help. I did not help myself at all by doing more and more hishtadlus. And then he takes it further. And he says, really, if you think about it, there's a few other differences between the Heshtadlus that you do in your Ruchnius and your Gashmius. He says, number one is that that in spirituality, your Heshtadlus helps you get further, whereas in Gashmius, your Heshtadlus does not help you get further. You have to do it. But the more you, less you do doesn't help you. But in Ruchnius, the more you put in, the more you get out of it. Number one. Number two is in Ruchnius, even if you don't really end up getting out of it, the fact that you try it itself is a schus. Right? And here, just the trying, Hashem sees it and he says, so it's not even the accomplishment, just the trying triggers off siyata deshmaya, and you'll get more siyata deshmaya just for trying. So number one is the more you try, the more you get. Number two is even just the first step gets you somewhere, right? But you send an application to a job. If you didn't get the job, you didn't get the job. You know, your resume looks great, but it's not making you money if it's sitting on your desk, right? You put it in the mail, but here, no, you put it on a resume. You sent to Hashem, look, I want to learn, and you dive into Hashem to help you, you're already getting the schar. Habalatar Masayinoi say. So the more, even just the first step is already worthwhile. So number one is that the Heshtadlus itself is valuable. Number two is the Heshtadlus produces more in your Ruchnius. And he said number three is something else. Number three is that Gashmius, what's the rush? What's the rush? If you don't make the money today, you'll make it tomorrow. You don't close the deal today, it's not going anywhere. You can close the deal tomorrow. But in Ruchnius, you don't learn today, you can learn tomorrow, but you still miss today. The fact that you can make the deal tomorrow is not helping you. At the end of the day, today's learning you missed, right? So those are three basic differences. So he says that's part of what the Mishnah is referring to. He says, "Im ein ani li, if you don't start me li, who's going to start for you in your ruchnius? In your spiritual endeavors, you got to get the ball rolling. You don't get the ball rolling, no one's going to get the ball rolling for you. Even Hashem will not give you siyata dishmaya if you don't try to get the ball rolling yourself. So you have to try to get the ball rolling in order for Hashem to help you, right? But you have to remember that in Ruchnius, even your trying is not necessarily going to do it all, but you're going to get siyata dishmaya. So don't think that you're going to accomplish everything yourself, but it doesn't matter. Because once, even though like we've spoken out, the Torah is the tavlin. The Torah is Hashem has to help you defeat your Yetzer Hara, but Hashem helps you defeat the Yetzer Hara at the end of the day. And therefore, the Ushani La'atzmi, but if you think you're going to do it yourself, even in Ruchnius, not necessarily. But im le'achshav emasai, in Ruchnius, if you don't try now, you're never going to get it. You could do it tomorrow? No, that's only in Gashmius. You could do it tomorrow. So it's emphasizing the Mishnah, the importance of making the first Heshtadlus, according to this Pshat, making the first step, that first Heshtadlus, and taking every opportunity that you have in Ruchnius, take it all the way, as much as you can. You may not nearly, if you don't make the first step, Ma'ani, but don't think you can accomplish everything yourself. You can't. You need to add the Dishmaya. But if you don't wait around, don't wait around and say, well, Hashem, I need a sign from Shemayim that today's going to be a good day. Well, you're not going to get the sign of Shemayim if you wait around for it. So, today's the day, and you can't wait till tomorrow. But, that's what he says. And then he says, you have to be aware that the Yetzer Hara can catch a person in three ways. Okay? Number one is, one way is to convince you that you're a tzaddik. No, I'm pretty good. I'm good. Number two, or I'm not a tzaddik, but I have plenty of time to become one. I don't have to run right now. When it's later in life, I'll worry about doing tshuva then. So either it convinces you don't need to do tshuva, or it convinces you to push off the tshuva. That gimel shiyamta not shiyosha me'ahava, or I'm not on the level that my tshuva is going to be good enough anyway. I'd rather keep on, when I get inspired to do the right tshuva, then I'll do it. But right now, I'm not there yet. So since I'm not there yet, you know, it's not worth it to do this, you know. So he says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, ani, 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 like with an ayin. Ani, ani, I am poor. V'goya minoyar. Nasasi emecha. So he says, that's what it means. Ani, ani, I am poor. Meaning to say, you're not a tzaddik. So get going. V'goya minoyar. And I'm old in my young age. Meaning to say, don't, you can't wait till you're old. You got to do it now. Minoyar. Nasasi emecha, and I have to carry with you the fear. I shouldn't wait around until all the higher levels of tshuva me'ahava. Whatever your inspiration is to do tshuva, whatever your motivation, just do it. Don't wait around and say, well, this is not a good reason to do tshuva. I'm going to wait until I get really inspired, and then, you know, I'll turn on the engines. You know, it doesn't work that way. You get inspired, whatever the reason is, whatever the motivation, just do the tshuva, because now's the time. So he says that's really what's going on in this Mishnah. Don't wait around for the right thing, because you're not necessarily going to get inspired if you don't inspire yourself. So in a neely meely, no outside, you know, thing, nothing's going to push you from the outside. It's got to start from the inside. In a neely meely, Roshani lats me, but don't think that you can accomplish it all yourself. But you can't wait around either. Now's the time to do it, and you can't necessarily wait till the future comes. So that's an important point. And you know, he even brings down here that the difference between the Ruchnis and the Gashmis is such that really technically, even though there is a gzera that a person must do his shtadlus, but the shtadlus really in Gashmias, it's not necessary. It's not, you know, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes care of certain people. Now, most people are not on that level. But the world was created to be amel. The world was created to toil. And it's up to the person to decide, what do you want to toil in? You want to toil in Torah, or you want to toil in your work? And that's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is saying. That's the choice that the Mishnah is giving you. On the one hand, you're right, you need to work, and you need to be mishtadl, but you're going to focus on yourself and not your spirituality, but you're going to focus on your physicality. Then that shtadlus, you're just, you know, investing in futility. So it's giving us the right perspective that, you know, we're told it's all about shtadlus, but don't think that it's all up to us. But in Ruchnias, no, don't have that attitude. In Ruchnias, you got to work. In Ruchnias, it's not coming to you for free. So that's the two sides of the coin that the Mishnah is teaching us, according to Chaim Lajner, in this Mishnah. Okay, so that's Mishnah Yudalid, and we will pick up the next Mishnah tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you, Adam.
Rabbi, can you stand for a second? I want to ask you a question.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay. You give your at 8:45 for this year. Are you available for the Adam Torah community?
When?
Tomorrow night, Wednesday night,
I give something. Monday?
Yeah, but just tomorrow we have an opening. Rabbi Max is away.
Wednesdays, I have something, 8:00.